Government and labor unions have decided to meet again next week Tuesday to finalize negotiations aimed at finding an amicable settlement to their protracted strike over the second-tier pension scheme. This was the outcome of a meeting yesterday between the two parties to resolve the impasse. At the news conference addressed by Deputy Minister of Communications, Phyllis Kwachiofusu, and Deputy Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Baba Jamal, the minister announced that government has tabled proposals to the labour unions, which he believes will bring an end to the impasse. Ibrahim Kwatsen and Aurelia Kande have this report.
Two of the proposals are that government will suspend its actions against the labor unions and the National Labor Commission. Also, it will withdraw the suit against the unions that is currently pending in the court. The deputy minister, however, declined to give the rest of the proposals till after Tuesday meetings when the two parties meet again.
The Forum of Labor Unions informed us that they needed to hold consultations with their legal counsel on whether or not they could continue with negotiations, even in the face of pendency of an action that government had brought on this matter relating to interpretation of aspects of the Pensions Act and relating to aspects of the labor law. Government indicated its willingness to ensure that the action that it had brought before the courts regarding this matter was withdrawn if the labor unions were willing to also call off their strike, so that there could be a congenial atmosphere in order to facilitate negotiations and dialogue. The labor unions indicated that they were still determined to push through their position on how the pension scheme should be run. Government was, however, willing to make new proposals, which we did table. They requested that we put those proposals in writing and let them have it by 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Mr. Kwachiofusu was optimistic that the proposals by government are acceptable to bring labor back to the negotiating table. Mr. Fusu said labor has demanded written assurances from government on the proposals, a demand government obliged. But when it was time for labor unions to do same by calling off the strike, they demanded to consult their legal team before returning to the negotiating table next week Tuesday.
New proposals that government put before them, and those proposals capture what has to be done in order to restore confidence in government's willingness to ensure transparency and due process in the management of the pension funds. We have made new proposals that go to the heart of the specific concern that both parties have.
Deputy Minister of Information and Labour Relations, Phyllis Kwachiofusu, said government has kept faith with the unions in the interest of the country by backing down on its demands. He hoped that the labour unions would do same by reciprocating the gesture by calling off the strike. The Deputy Minister stated that the declaration by the National Pensions Regulatory Authority, NPRA, that funds in the second-tier account is intact should put to rest any mistrust and fear being harboured by the labour unions.
Ibrahim Kwatsen and Aurelia Kande filed that report. Tomorrow has been declared National Sanitation Day. Every citizen is expected to come out and rid the environment of filth. The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development throws more light on the day.
Generally, I think we had rolled it out in phases. The initial stage was to create awareness and to make people aware of what we intend doing. And then the other one is to also move on to the consultative stage where we had approached various stakeholders to lend a hand. The issue at stake is not necessarily about how many people will jump into gutters and things like that. The objective is to try and appeal to the conscience and minds and hearts of our people so that we all come to the realization that as a country, and more so our dear country, be one of the countries, sub-Saharan Africa, to gain independence. We've always ranked first. It's very, very unfortunate for us to find ourselves in the ranking of the countries that rank the bottom 10. And so it is a national issue that we should all look at it. So that is what we're trying to bring it out. The good side of it is that most of the people that we've consulted have come out to support the campaign